The serious business of small talk. Becoming fluent, comfortable, and charming. By Carol Fleming and read by Carol Fleming. Introduction. How do you do? How nice to meet you. My name is Carol Fleming, and I'm a communication coach. I help people talk better. And thank you for the opportunity to show you around the world of small talk. I've got information, advice, stories, examples, surprises, and a bit of sass. And you are, well, I'm guessing you're a person who would like to get a lot more comfortable with starting the kind of social small talk that leads to good conversations. You see other people who are apparently at ease and fluent, and you want to be like them. You probably have not had the opportunity to learn these skills, and they are learnable. Your motivation is really important to me, because for this to work, we need to change some attitudes and try some new behaviors. And that's a big, scary leap for a lot of people. And you'll need to balance that apprehension by thinking about what's the social and professional payoff for you. There are three puzzling things about